Line Washington. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, timetable for leaving Iraq. President Obama lays out his agenda at Camp Lejeune on Friday. We'll get reaction from retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. Also in this edition, the Democratic view on the president's huge budget blueprint for 2010. Larry Haas served as the budget office spokesman for President Clinton. We'll get his reaction to the projection of record deficits and find out why he believes not just the very rich will end up seeing higher tax bills. Plus, Obama and guns. Attorney General Eric Holder said earlier this week that he thinks the assault weapon ban needs to come back, and the ongoing fight over the D.C. gun laws with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And the Capitol steps poke a little fun at the growing waistline of America as they leave their heart in fat and Crisco. All that, plus the top news at week's end, follows our discussion with Captain Chuck Nash on the latest policy decisions on Iraq, and that begins right now. My first guest in this edition is Chuck Nash, U.S. Navy retired. He served as a captain in the U.S. Navy during his career in service to this country. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts today as President Obama on Friday announced that U.S. combat operations will cease in Iraq at the end of August 2010, although he says that we will keep about 35,000 to 50,000 troops there until the end of 2011 when the agreement will expire to keep U.S. forces in Iraq. And, Captain, it's always great to have you with us.
Nice to be back with you, Greg.
Obviously, so the President mentioned today, the security situation has improved dramatically over the past couple of years. We know the status of forces agreement is set for the end of 2011. What do you make of the August 2010 timetable to pretty much wrap up combat operations and bring the bulk of the troops home?
Well, I think President Obama has conferred with General Petraeus, the Central Command commander, and with General Odierno, who is our senior leader, military leader in Iraq, and they have dubbed the plan moderate risk but supportable. So it looks as if President Obama is playing to his political constituencies, which is, I told you I was going to wind this thing down. He's matched that up with the reality of the fact that since the surge, things have gone so exceptionally well that this is coming to a natural end. As many of us predicted, no matter who won this election, whether it was McCain or Obama, they would be in a position to reap the benefit of the steadfastness of the Bush administration in bringing this to a successful conclusion. So it appears that he is talking about his campaign pledge to end it in 16 months. It's going to wind up being 18 months, but that's neither here nor there. And it's in a timetable that our military leaders have blessed, even though they say there's moderate risk, which is reasonable given that it's a combat situation, a very unstable situation. And, of course, the other thing is that the majority of the troops to be withdrawn, the 100,000, won't happen until right toward the end. So there are off-ramps, and the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee, Representative John McHugh, he's from New York, got a commitment from President Obama that there is a plan B if violence should increase or things not go as scheduled. So all in all, I think this has probably been done with consultation. It is a time that we should all be looking forward to because none of us wanted to stay in Iraq forever. And it appears as if the conditions on the ground are such that this can be done.
Captain, one of the things we heard from the Bush administration for years was that setting a specific timetable could allow our enemy just to lie in wait for that date to come and go, and then with U.S. troops leaving, that they would be back in a position to wreak the havoc they had in some of the darkest days of this conflict. Do you believe that we're at the point now where we've succeeded so much against al-Qaeda in Iraq and some of the other nefarious forces there that there's just not the capability to resume those operations, or will that still be a significant concern?
I think it will be a concern going forward, but not nearly as strong a concern as it was 2 years ago. And the reason why I say that, Greg, is because if the Iraqi government is willing to sign up to this Status of Forces Agreement, the SOFA, to have us out by midnight 01 of 2010, then they understand that their security forces, their military, has built up, U.S. trained, has built up, and is now in a position or shortly will be, to where they will not need the U.S. forces. In fact, most U.S. forces have been withdrawn from the cities and are now on our base camps, and will be by June of this year, all U.S. forces will be have been withdrawn. We've been turning over provincial headquarters and security outposts to the Iraqi forces over the last several months since the SOFA agreement was signed. And this is just an orderly pullback and then a withdrawal. So this is all as it has been from the beginning. We knew going in that eventually the Iraqis, first we put an Iraqi face on it, but it was really going to be in the end, do the Iraqi people want to take advantage of the blood and treasure that the Americans have sacrificed to give them a shot at freedom? And it appears that they've done that. They've stepped up after all these long years, and they're soon to be in a position where they can take this over for themselves.
Captain, what changed in terms of getting the Iraqis ready to provide their own security? A few years ago, they looked like the Keystone Cops, and obviously it was a huge learning curve for folks that had no military experience and so forth, and in the face of a great instability in the country. But clearly, huge leaps and bounds have been made in the training and the capability of these Iraqis. What changed?
My assessment of this is, again, the steadfastness of the Bush administration. And here's exactly what I mean, mincing no words. Bush was under so much pressure domestically, and the Iraqis were seeing that, and they didn't know whose side to take on this. They were leery for years. They were untrained. But when it became abundantly clear to everybody that the Americans were not going to leave this an unsettled situation and a situation not in the advantage of the United States, and when it became abundantly clear that we were going to stay and finish this thing, it became clear to everyone whose side of this they should be on, who was offering a future, and what that future looked like. And once that determination was made by the Iraqi people, Anbar flipped over, everything started swinging around, and we are now where we are today.
We're talking with retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. And, Captain, in terms of where we go from here in the ensuing months, you mentioned the pullback from the cities should be complete by early this summer. Obviously, the combat operations, as announced by the President on Friday, summer of 2010. What are the smartest things for this administration to do and to not do in the intervening months to make sure that this goes as smoothly as possible?
I would say listen to our military leaders. They have tremendous experience with this problem. If you'll recall, General Petraeus, who is now the Central Command commander, before this was the senior commander in Iraq, and before that was a one-star, two-star when we invaded Iraq. So he has tremendous experience in the country. So does General Odierno. So do most of the folks in our military today. This has been an ongoing conflict, as we know, and people, our military, be it senior generals to junior enlisted folks, all have multiple tours in Iraq. We understand that problem now. There's no more debate. Everybody gets it. And so what the Obama administration, I encourage them heartily to do, is forget about the campaign. It's over. You won. Now, don't snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, because we are almost there. Temper yourself, and it appears the president is doing that, even though you have Senator Reid saying, well, I think that's he's leaving too many people there too long. We don't need generalship from Capitol Hill. We have enough of it, and it's expert.
And in terms of the forces that are remaining there that you just alluded to, Captain, 35 to 50,000 until the end there, at least in the end of 2011. What are that number of troops capable of doing if something flares up, and what would be too much for them to handle?
We'll have some warfighters there, trigger pullers there, absolutely, to do counterterrorism operations and to go out and do a lot of the high-profile missions we are used to. But more importantly, what they're going to be doing is we'll have people flying UAVs, providing some air support, logistics, supply, all of those things that the Iraqi government now, that's where it really has to come on strong inside of Iraq, which is, does the government have the ability to provide and maintain its military forces? I think it's going to require some U.S. assistance there, continuing to train Iraqi forces and bring them more and more up to speed so that by the time we do leave, that this is a very stable situation. And quite frankly, you know, when you look at it back to a previous question you had, Greg, one of the other things that's changed is Muqtadir al-Sadr is kind of on the outs. His organization, the Mahdi Army, has split, and the Iranians are now clearly understood by the Iraqi people to have been working against the best interests of the Iraqi people by sending in these special teams terrorism squads responsible not only for killing Americans, but for killing a lot of Iraqis.
You mentioned before that a lot of where we are today, in your opinion, is due to the steadfastness of the Bush administration and staying the course on this policy, even though it was very unpopular and even when it wasn't reaping the dividends we've been seeing more recently. If, in fact, a stable and secure democracy can persist there, how will history, do you think, reflect on this operation?
That we don't know. And we don't know because it has to be sharpened, believe it or not, in the rearview mirror. We're too close to it right now. Although a lot of the data is available, people will be talking more and more as we go. But right now, my assessment is that President Bush will not be judged near as harshly as he is on the pages of the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times today. I think people will look back, they will see what happened, why we truly went into Iraq, which were for all the reasons that the rest of the world concurred with, and then we went. And once we got in, that's when the critics surfaced, and even with our troops under fire, some of our political leaders were saying that the war was lost, and yet he hung in there, brought this to a successful conclusion, and now President Obama gets to put the bow on it, and hopefully we have a declared victory here in short order.
Captain, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, he's also a Fox News military analyst. This is Dateline Washington.